judicial watch is your watchdog in Washington. And I'd hate to think where our nation would be without Judicial Watch. Hillary, Bill, Barack, Joe, Al. You remember Al Gore, right? George W., Dick, Nancy, Adam, Eric, Chuck, Schumer, that is. All those politicians have faced accountability and investigations from your friendly neighborhood Judicial Watch. And, you know, let me give you some idea about the consequences of our work. President Hillary Clinton, not Judicial Watch, changed history by uncovering Hillary's emails. Sorry, Hillary. Dare I say it, we say President Trump. President Trump could have been driven out of office by the deep state Obama-Clinton-Biden gang if Judicial Watch hadn't taken the lead early in exposing the Russia hoax against him. We exposed key elements of the worst corruption scandal in American history, which was the Obama-Clinton gang's seditious conspiracy against Trump. Obama was in on it, Clinton was in on it, Biden was in on it, Comey was in on it, Brennan was in on it, McCabe was in on it, Strzok was in on it, Clapper was in on it, Schiff was in on it, the FBI and DOJ were in on it, the CIA was in on it, the State Department was in on it, and now Garland is in on it, and Soros's buddy Alvin Bragg is in on it, and of course Jack Smith is now in on it, and they're all part of the worst corruption scandals, I said, in American history. They all are in on the truth that Trump is innocent, but nevertheless, they sneered and spied on him. Now they want to jail him on the eve of an election. Nixon is a saint compared to this crew that wants to make Trump and other innocent Americans political prisoners of RICO Joe. The country would have been better off if Judicial Watch were special counsel. Durham's investigation was a fail. We didn't need a report. We needed prosecutions. Never has so much government corruption faced so little government accountability. You know, the left, though, is telling us what to do, right? They're targeting groups and citizens and issues. And it's alerting us to what we should be defending. The left is attacking parents who are trying to hold school boards accountable for the targeting of their children with Marxist anti-American critical race theory. That means we have to embrace the rights of parents to direct the education of their children. The left is attacking government transparency by, again, attacking parents, honest members of Congress, there are a few, and other citizens for daring to ask questions about what our government is up to. That means we should embrace and expand government transparency because big government and big corruption are the handmaidens of big government and big corruption and big secrecy are the handmaidens of big corruption. The left is attacking the courts. They hate Justice Thomas and other Supreme Court conservatives who want to apply the law rather than legislate from the bench. We must protect the courts from court packing and outright intimidation if we want to preserve the rule of law. The left is attacking the right to life, promoting abortion up until birth, and frankly, even beyond in some circumstances. That means we should embrace life, protect the unborn, and oppose the culture of death. The left is attacking sovereignty and citizenship, with Biden allowing an outright invasion of America. We should embrace the rule of law and immigration by securing our borders and requiring every illegal alien to return home. The left is attacking our children, pushing sex talk, transgender extremist ideology, and noxious politics in our schools. We should reject this demonic assault on the innocence of children and stand fast against leftist efforts to mutilate their bodies and minds. And I'm sure you're talking about this week. The left is attacking the First Amendment and free speech like never before, especially online. We should embrace the First Amendment and reject the politicized censorship of our God-given, let me say it again, God-given free speech rights, especially in the modern public square of the internet. And of course, the left hates the constitutional principle of equal treatment under the law, no matter your race. They promote racial discrimination, racial division, and blatant segregation. We should embrace equal treatment under the law and reject the repackaged malicious Marxism of critical race theory. And of course, the left is attacking elections, making it easier to steal elections with unsupervised voting, which is mass mail-in voting, no voter ID, and the counting of ballots for forever and a day. You know, it's not supposed to be an election month, it's supposed to be an election day, people. And if you raise questions about their schemes, as we've seen what they're doing with the January 6th prosecutions, they were literally trying to push you to jail. We should embrace secure elections that aren't rigged by big tech or the FBI. And of course, you know, the left is assaulting Judicial Watch. I had some skin cancer surgery last November, and a few hours after I get home, I'm recovering on the couch, FBI knocking at my door with a grand jury subpoena. Nice agents, they did tell me there was an Amazon package there too. But they hassled and abused me, the Justice Department under Biden, for 4 hours over Trump documents and what I had for lunch with President Trump at the White House. It was a partisan fishing expedition that lasted 4 hours. It was like being on MSNBC or a CNN town hall for an afternoon. It was that bad. But let me be clear, the Biden administration with its prosecution of Trump is now officially a regime. I know because, as I said, I witnessed the abuse firsthand. I know it seems like things are dire, and I won't beat around the bush. They are. Our president is compromised by his family business, which is racketeering and money laundering. Cocaine in the White House is the least of his corruption problems. In addition to the corruption crisis, we're in a revolutionary period where these communists think that they can undo our Republican form of government. All I can say is thank heaven for Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch is America's largest and most effective government watchdog group. The left starts sweating when we start FOIAing. We smash through stone walls to get to the truth. For example, we exposed the Fauci gang was funding mutant virus gain-of-function research in Wuhan. And mutant, by the way, is their word, not mine. Judicial Watch also stands strong for free, fair, and honest elections. Earlier this year, L.A. County removed 1.2 million names, dirty names, from their voter rolls, thanks to a Judicial Watch federal lawsuit settlement. And that was followed up by settlements in other states. And just within the last year or so, Judicial Watch is responsible for cleaning up to 2 million names from the voting rolls. And more is coming. And we're in Illinois, challenging that state's law, allowing the counting of mail ballots that arrive up to 2 weeks after Election Day, even without a postmark. What on earth is going on in Illinois? Why does the left oppose voter ID, clean election rolls, and other basic security measures? I mean, do I have to tell you why? They want to be able to steal elections when necessary. The left got their way, tens of millions of foreigners would be able to vote in our elections, just like they were able to do in local elections back in D.C. That's right. They spent their time smearing conservatives in favor of foreign interference while giving the Russians and the Chinese ambassadors and illegal aliens the right to vote in D.C. Heck, the Russian ambassador could be mayor of D.C. That music for me. So Judicial Watch is on point in protecting the rule of law on all of these issues, whether it be elections, transparency, illegal immigration, censorship, you name it. When it comes to taking on government corruption, Judicial Watch is second to none. Judicial Watch is the model, and Congress has followed our lead, but they have to do more. Let me suggest to the House, we want accountability. That means criminal referrals, funding cuts, protection from illegal abuse and firings. And what about impeachment? There's a lot of heavy lifting to do. I'm up for it, but it's lightweight if we take on the challenges together. Stand up for freedom. Stand up for your rights. Times are serious, folks. Our republic is tottering and could topple thanks to the new Marxist corruption affecting our politics. We have no choice but to win. You must be heroes of the republic. Stand strong. God bless you, and God bless America.